Michael Bublé. Haven't met you yet on Queenie's Best Variety, Mix 97. Thanks for starting your day. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane, and we were talking about this earlier this morning on the show. There have been rallies throughout the country this past weekend. 16 cities apparently had these March to Unmask events. Yesterday in Ottawa, they had about 60 people outside Ottawa City Hall take part in this. Hugs over masks. I exempt myself. And one of the folks involved was Miranda Remillard. She's joining us this morning from Ottawa. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
Morning.
So is this movement, March to Unmask, gaining momentum across the country?
It seems to be that way.
Why don't you want to wear a mask?
Well, you know, masks aren't exactly the issue of the Canadian Revolution. So we just supported the Hugs Over Masks campaign here in Ottawa. I'm not the organizer of it, but yeah. It's a concern that all Canadians share.
And what do you think the concern is wearing it?
I think there's a couple different reasons people are concerned. One main one being the health effects of wearing a mask.
And what do you feel those are?
There,
for those that don't know, for those that aren't familiar.
Well, you know, the WHO released a statement that states that the masks don't spread. No, they don't prevent the spread of diseases, right? So why are we being, our rights being infringed upon in regards to these masks if we've already heard from the experts of the WHO and the CDC saying they do not provide protection?
Well, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the CDC, and the World Health Organization, the WHO, have recommended cloth masks for the general public, and this is all part of the pandemic. And,
right.
You know, I think the challenge is, do you believe science or do you believe, you know, some folks that say masks don't work? I mean, you can get various opinions, but at the end of
the
day.
Right, but these are our rights that are being infringed upon. Why are we allowing?
So it's more of a rights issue rather than a science issue.
Well, for the Canadian Revolution, it's primarily about the overall picture of what is being done to us in regards to our rights and our freedoms in this country, yes.
What is this Canadian Revolution thing all about? What is this?
Well, can I provide you with our official press release? Just because of the short notice, I don't have a whole lot prepared for you, but I would love to be able to share the press release with you, give you a little bit of insight.
Yeah. We got about, you have about 90 seconds. Go for it.
Okay. Well, we're here as of July 1st after the march in Ottawa. Many don't know that we marched from Parliament Hill to the U.S. Embassy. And the Canadian Revolution is at the National War Memorial to demand the Prime Minister of Canada and all elected and selected officials who are guilty of the crimes and treasons against the Canadian people of Canada step down. So we're here to take a peaceful stand against the unlawful de facto governance of the people. We're exercising our rights on this sacred land with dedication and honor and with respect for those who have fallen in defense of our freedoms before us. The people not only have the right, but also the duty, we feel, to stand and correct the unlawful de facto government. We are empowered by the truth, all truth that will protect us from the injustices and trespasses that are transpiring against us. So we stand for freedom. And we will no longer be complacent. We want everybody to know that our rights and liberties cannot be infringed upon. This is not just a protest, but a movement driven by people who seek justice and a de jure governance that will preserve our unalienable rights to self-determination.
All right. Where can people go to your website to find out more about your...
You can go to thecanadianrevolution.org or What's Up Canada, and Noble Savages are our independent media sources.
No disrespect, Miranda. I'm going to go with the science and wear my mask as opposed to a protest because I think...
That's the choice you possess.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the choice has been taken away from us.
Well, yeah, but don't you think it's to be a good person and, you know, be a part of that team that you're going to do what everybody else is doing, that wear the mask for safety issues?
It's actually infringing upon my rights and it is making a very... bad impact on my health. So no, I don't agree.
Okay. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. That was Miranda Remillard from Ottawa, all part of this Canadian Revolution.
She's saying it's your choice, not mandated as of yet.